Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. New Yorker Sid will be in town next Saturday, the 16th of July, and I've got an interview with him on tap, and we will get to that shortly. But let's fire up the festivities with this episode's track of the week. John Summit features on the remix for Cascade and Deadmau5's latest track, Escape. Beautiful vocal and some summery vibes. Enjoy this. Okay, some Sunny Days music there. That one is called Escape, and it's out now on Mousetrap and can be had at all your favorite online retailers. On to the feature for tonight's episode. I was fortunate to connect with Sid ahead of his gig at Celebrities next Saturday the 16th. He's worked with an absolute A-list of artists, and here he talks about starting out, his approach to production, and what clubgoers can expect for his show next weekend. A full track list along with a collection of Sid web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out part one of the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Queens-based DJ and producer Sid, an artist who's been on the scene for over 15 years. His Night Service only radio show can be heard at SiriusXM, SoundCloud, as well as Mixcloud, with releases on Armada, CR2, and Big Beat Records, just to name a few. His resume also includes remixes for Armin van Buuren, Cascade, Axwell and Grosso, along with Cedric Gervais. He was Grammy nominated for a remix of Diplo and Sia's track Audio back in 2019, and his track La 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 just dropped on the 24th of June on Insomniac Records. Currently, he has two tracks sitting in Beatport's top 10. He'll be here in Vancouver at Celebrities on Saturday, July 16th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Sid. So kicking things off, how would you currently define your sound?
Hey, man. Oh, first of all, that was an incredible introduction, so thank you. For me, I would say my sound is just fun club music, you know, I don't take anything too seriously about it. It's just, I want to make sure that I'm excited about playing it and that whatever I'm playing it, people are having a good time.
Up in Queens, was there anything about that backdrop that eventually inspired you to produce the type of music that you currently make?
I grew up, I have two older brothers, and New York has a very, you know, eclectic cultural background. You know, there's people from everywhere. You're kind of, you know, able to be influenced by so many different things, so many different genres of music. And for some reason, I was just from an early age just drawn to electronic music. And even, you know, when I was growing up, hip hop kind of dominated New York, but I was still, that was what I loved and what I just wanted to do from an early age.
Okay. And then do you think just the general scale of the New York scene gives anybody who comes out of there sort of a leg up on everybody else?
You know what? I think there's a lot of competition in New York because it is such a big city. But that's part of the reason why I focused on production. And I think if I was in a smaller city, I would probably have felt the same way. You know, it's music and the creation side of the actual music, just it transcends the city. You know, if you're a DJ locally, it's very hard to break in other places. So that was for me what, you know, of course I started it because I just love making music. I also was DJing at a young age. I love DJing, but I think that's the way to stand out. You know, doesn't matter where you are, especially now everything is so easily accessible online. It's about the music, you know, making your original music, remixes, and that's how you, I think, get known. Doesn't matter how small of a place you're from or how big.
Okay, can you think of a moment for you when you realized that this wasn't just a passion or a hobby anymore and that you had actually turned this into a legitimate career?
Yeah, man, I think this was like 2006, actually. I was still in school. I finished the track. The first thing I like fully finished, I sent it to this DJ, Marcus Schultz, actually. A couple weeks later, he hit me up and he's like, I love it. I want to sign it. And the moment that a couple months later he played in New York, and that was the first time that I ever heard my own music in a club, and that was the moment for me. I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, you know, and kind of getting that validation of, okay, I can do it. That's from then it was just, I hit the ground running and just kept, you know, fully focused on music.
Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. Show us some love. that's how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. Moving at the fool while we up in the club.
Okay, let's look a little more deeply at the production side of things here. When you are making tracks, which DAW is it that you like to work with and why?
I've used a bunch of different ones. I started in Reason, then I was in Logic for a long time. And there was a point where I just felt uncreative in Logic, and I started using Ableton more. And it's just, I use Ableton fully. I've been on Ableton for the last few years, and I use it because it's just, it's so fast. You can come up with creative ideas very quickly.
Okay, and then within Ableton, are you generally using their stock plugins, or do you like to bring in external VSTs and possibly your own hardware as well?
Yeah, I got a ton of outboard gear. Lately, I've been using a lot more of their stock stuff. It just all sounds great, but I still have a bunch of like third-party synths that I'll use plugin-wise. And then I have a couple pieces of outboard gear that I'll use. But, you know, with traveling and stuff, I tend to, even though I have it, it's nice to look at, but... it's just easier to be using like plug-in versions, and they almost sound as good.
Okay, when you're making tracks, do you have some idea in your head before you get started, or do you generally sit at the computer and just see what that leads to?
I generally have a vibe. You know, I'll always start with drums. Once I have a groove going, then I'll start coming up with bassline ideas. But I'll generally be like, stylistically like what I want already kind of figured out before I sit down, or else you're just going circles forever.
Okay, and then taking a look way back here, when you first started producing, was there some aspect of that that you found challenging, and how did you eventually overcome that?
Yeah, like, I tell this to everyone in starting out, you really have to focus on the like technical engineering side of how and why things should sound a certain way. You know, there's rules that you can break, and there's a million different ways to do certain techniques, but I think having an understanding of the fundamentals was what took me the longest. But once I figured that out, I think, you know, it made everything else easier. 365, no days off.
Okay, you've written a number of vocal tracks. What's your approach to collaborating with artists when you are writing lyrics? Do you let them do all the work, you do all the work, or collaborate? What do you like to do?
It's more collaborative. I don't think lyric is my strength at all, but I have a good sense of melody. So whether I'm coming up with, I have an instrumental ready, or we're coming up with chords on the fly, and then just kind of going back and forth, think what I don't like, what I like, and then, you know, figuring out the right melody and stuff from there. I want you, honey.
whatever you do, don't fall for me. Don't put your trust in me. Don't fall for me.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
That was the first half of the Sid interview on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. Full track list and a collection of Sid web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. We wrapped up there with a record called Honey and kick off part two with Sid's Don Diablo collaboration. This is called Got Me Thinking. Enjoy. Okay, shifting over to DJing here. When you are playing a show, what's the setup that you like to use? Like CDJs, Traktor, or something else?
Yeah, CDJs. Because I started on vinyl, actually, and then I went to CDs, and then I was in Serato for a little while. And I remember I played like a pretty big club early on, and just the hassle of setting up a Serato and using the computer. And I was just like, this is just too difficult to set up and everything. So then I just switched completely to CDJs. So yeah, my setup has been, you know, just CDJ 3000s and, you know, mixer and either the new V10, which I think is the best mixer ever made, or if the club has the 900, that's cool too. And it got me thinking. We'll be right back.
You know what I'm saying, B?
Okay, when you are DJing, how do you approach programming a set? Do you have a general idea which direction you're going to go in, or are you just good at reading the floor and playing that way?
It's always kind of, it depends, you know. I try to go into, whether it's a club, and I have played, either if I played that club before or I haven't, just having a better idea of, like, if it's a room that I can build in, or if it's a room or a festival where I have to come in, like, a little bigger from the get-go. So I don't like planning my sets just for, like, lack of, to not stress out. I usually have a good idea of what I want to start with, but then it's always contingent on whatever someone before me is playing, you know. So just, I like to have different options of what I'm going to play and then just feel it out from there.
Okay, you mentioned festivals or clubs in that last bit there. Do you have a preference between the two, of one you like to play more than the other?
I like both, man. I mean, there's something exciting about just being able to just play, showcase to your biggest music for 1 hour and keep consistent energy. And on the flip side, I love being able to play, you know, some shows where I can go for 4 hours and kind of be able to build a story and have moments within it. So I really love playing both.
Yeah.
Okay, you will be here in Vancouver on Saturday, July the 16th at Celebrities. What can clubgoers expect from your set that night?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I'm excited to finally be back in Vancouver. It's been way too long. I've been working on so much new music. So, yeah, I've put out a lot of music this year that I haven't been able to play in Vancouver. And just tons of new music, a lot of original stuff, bootlegs, and some upcoming music that I'm working on.
Okay, let's take a broader look at your gigging history here. Can you think of any residencies, festivals, clubs, that type of thing that you've played at in the past that have really stood out for you? And what made them so special?
Man, you know, every city has their own thing that always excites me. But I mean, I stand out. I would say Brazil is one of those places that I've been able to go that just have such like a deep understanding of dance music. And they're an audience that doesn't like to go home. So the party just goes on and on forever. It's great.
Okay, and then on the flip side of that, can you think of any gigs that you've had that have gone horribly wrong and you feel like sharing it?
Man, I think there's nothing worse than the power going out, because if once that happens, even if there's like a split break in a song, people just are led, like their heightened awareness of like, oh my God, it happened again.
Come on. que con ese yo me curo.
Okay, tough question time here. Can you think of one or two tracks that you've made that are without a doubt the best you've done and why?
I gotta say, I did this track with Don Diablo like 2015, I think it was, or 2014, called Got Me Thinking. And we did it at a time where obviously like big room EDM was super popular still. But we went in this like house kind of direction, and that was the track that really like helped propel me. I think, you know, Tiesto started following me off that one. Steve Angelo, Cascade was playing, and that's what helped introduce him to my music, and that ultimately led to me and Cascade collabing. And another one, man, it's hard. The audio remix is another one for sure. You know, getting to go back to the Grammys, be nominated, was a special experience for me too.
Time.
Okay, you've mentioned several heavy hitters here, people you've either produced with or DJed with. Outside of them, can you think of one or two other producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Man, I gotta say, I think Lee Foss has created this. I admire him because he's been able to create an avenue for this next generation of producers and DJs to come up through, you know, and I think for me, he's helped me a lot. I think, you know, going more club and more techie with my sound and him, you know, releasing some of these records has really helped me. On the other side, you know, Don Diablo, I mentioned before, that guy is a creative genius, you know, really smart guy. And I've learned a lot from him also.
Okay, and then what is your vision for the future for yourself, both in production and in DJing?
Honestly, I made a conscious decision, I think, after the last couple of years to just have fun, you know, not to take anything too serious. I'm just trying to have a good time. And when I'm in the studio, if it excites me and I finish it and I play it out and people like it, I'm going to put it out. But I'm not overly thinking, or, you know, is that's when you start stressing yourself out. So just my goal is to continue to have fun and enjoy making music and DJing. That's it.
And then is there anything you'd like to promote right now?
Well, I want to promote my show. It's Celebrities. Super excited to be back. Again, it's been just way too long. I just put out a new single. It's called La La La. It just came out this past Friday. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you go check that out.
Comes the love, we got audio. I'm flying high, superhero. That's on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star. We got audio.
This has been Sid. A selection of Sid tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of Sid web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to get down to Celebrities on Saturday, July the 16th to check out his brand of music on full display. Thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Sid for interviewing and showcasing his brand of Big Room and Tech House tracks. Head over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page to view the track list along with a collection of Sid web links and to learn more about the mind behind the music. Remember, he'll be in town here next Saturday the 16th at Celebrities. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page either at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one a second spin or to check out more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with the show. Follow our socials at Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. Switching things up a bit tonight, let's give a listen to an update of Tiga's classic, Mind Dimension. The original came out 13 years ago, back in 2009. This is Ben Sterling's update. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next Sunday.
Every time I look into your eyes, I see the future. dimension. My 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 dimension.
Every time I look into your eyes, I see the future.